This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Imagine this music. Played with these instruments. And in some other pieces, an inclusion of either just a violin or just a solitary cello. A singular oboe. Or a marimba. Hens Percussion is a drum theater group better known for its physical performances. Muscled young bodies with sticks thicker than their thumbs strike on taut skins stretched over the mouths of barrel-shaped wooden cylinders. Sometimes, underneath the staccato of clashing drumsticks, the deep booms of the large drums pound on the listener's chest and shake the foundations of the auditorium. Choreographed dance-like moves complement the beaten-up percussive rhythms. Sometimes, the drummers leap, balletic-like, in the silence onto the drums and with acrobatic finesse tip them on their sides and then land to make the drums shout frenetically as if fighting to erase the quiet before. Then another leap onto the earned silence, but this time punctuating it with human voices, which respond drum-like, but in a different timbre. Hens Percussion is doing something quite different over the next 2 weekends. It is presenting a concert of Tchaikovsky's music played on gamelan instruments. Of course, its drums will appear as drums do in symphonic orchestral pieces. When I asked Bernard Goh, the founder and artistic director of Hens Percussion, why Western classics on gamelan, he laughed in response.
Why not?
And then the music director, Susan Sarah John, quickly adds.
I think gamelan being an Asian instrument, I don't think that's how it's used anymore. It used to be like that, but for me, the materials that I hear that's going on, gamelan is a medium rather than a symbol of, not just a traditional symbol, but it can be anything. Yeah, it can be traditional, symbolically traditional. It can be or non-traditional.
But playing classical music on the gamelan is also part of Hans Percussion's journey and evolution.
I think it's something that, you know, as a performer, you know, you need to have versatile kind of like, you know, I mean, training. That's what I have in mind, you know, for my team. You cannot like jumping around, you know, I mean, all the time.
The idea to perform Tchaikovsky on gamelan came after Hans Percussion played a composition by former MPO timpanist Paul Filbert. It was a piece which required only drums and the gamelan. The success of that, marked both by the pleasure the performers derived practicing and playing that piece and the positive audience reception, encouraged Hens Percussion to take another step forward. I asked Bernard to describe Hens Percussion's foray with Paul Filbert's music.
For the team, I think it's an eye-opener for them because, you know, we all train in traditional way without score, you know, and then we are very physical based. So when we have to sit down hours and hours, you know, look at the notes, read the notes, and then how are we going to like express yourself, to really like get what the composer want from that piece. That is a challenging part.
In their second foray, Hans Percussion undertook an adaptation of Tchaikovsky's Neapolitan Dance from Swan Lake, and this was at their fundraiser concert in June last year. Dance Neapolitan was played on the gamelan and shigu, which stood in for the timpani. Susan Sarah John, Hans' music director, recounts the brainstorming which led to the upcoming production.
Bernie and I usually sit down and we have our drinks or tea, we're like, you know, we sort of like brainstorm in that way. Our brainstorming is usually very informal, rather than have an appointment, let's have a brainstorming tomorrow at 10 a.m. No? It's just sort of like, while we're talking or hanging out, we had a brainstorm to do ballet and gamelan. And from ballet, it went to Nutcracker, and from Nutcracker went to like, it's impossible just to do Nutcracker on the gamelan. So it eventually became selected repertoire of Tchaikovsky's band. So there.
And once the idea settled that Hans Percussion wanted to experiment more with the classics, they needed to train the performers.
For the team, I think it's an eye-opener for them because, you know, we all train in traditional way without score, you know, and then we are very physical based. So when we have to sit down hours and hours, you know, look at the notes, read the notes, and then how are we going to like express yourself to really like get what the composer want from that piece. That is a challenging part. Actually, we started to really jotting down all our notation when I think is needed. Actually, my traditional Chinese sifu also say, because traditional way, we lost a lot of good composition is because we didn't really jot down. It's like from teacher to students, right? By hearing. So it's quite wasted. So I take these notes, you know, and then I make them really write their notation, our own composition. So it's not so difficult when, you know, when we first approach, you know, for Paul piece, it's the system, you know. It's the system of how to, express yourself through the notes and then the structure of it. We learn a lot.
What have been the challenges?
For me, I think the baseline is like, you know, I mean, they know they want to become a performer. You know, something. It's not only like, you know, I want to play drums. You know, I want to play I just want to become a drummer. That actually Susan and I already, like, you know, these few years, we really have to push, you know, to their limits. You know, they read notes, they write, they arrange, and then now they really have to perform together with Western, like, you know, background musician. So all these things, I think now they are one step ahead, you know, to become a really actual, like, you know, musician. How it train as a musician. I think that's very valuable for them. Like, they used to play drums, they used to become performer, like, you know, they want to move around. But now it's another level. It's another level for them.
Coming up, marrying two different traditions, and Susan Sarah John, the musical director, explains why it works. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9, leaving you to imagine how this piece will sound with gamelan instruments and drums.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're tuned to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, sharing with you how Hans Percussion is preparing a concert of 9 Tchaikovsky pieces. You have just heard the Swan Lake Waltz, but for now, you'll have to imagine how that would sound played with gamelan and drums. When I visited Hans Percussion's rehearsal, Paul Filbert was coaching the performers to play Dance Neapolitan and then later the Spanish dance. He was showing them how to strike their instruments, how to cue each other since the performance will be executed live without a conductor standing in front of the gamelan orchestra. He went over and over again to get a transition right. I asked Bernard Goh, the artistic director, and Susan Sarah John, the music director, what elements allow the gamelan to successfully play classical music.
It shares a few similar values in a way as it is a system. That's it. But how the system works is like using a different software, you know, in the computer. You have a different operating system altogether, so you need to learn it.
While it is clear not all pieces by Tchaikovsky lend themselves to the gamelan, those that do still need to work within certain parameters. There was an experimentation to discover the rules of engagement.
Again, going back to the concept, that's the beauty about having Tchaikovsky and the gamelan. Because we do have concertize, but the gamelan playing is not contemporary at all. We did not contemporize the playing of gamelan. It is the traditional way of playing, but it just fit with Tchaikovsky's music. So that's where the theatrics of the performance will be.
Was it an accident to discover that you can play Tchaikovsky playing the gamelan in a traditional way without somehow, let's say, contemporizing it?
It was an accident. We had to try it out. It was a science experiment. Because after like sort of editing our thoughts from ballet, gamelan, then ballet means, of course, I mean, naturally we both thought Tchaikovsky when you say ballet, and then Tchaikovsky, and I go like, no, I want the whole just Nutcracker thing. It's a whole, I just want Nutcracker. And then we realize, oh my God, I can't play like
some of the songs,
8 out of the 10 songs. Yes. So we can only use like 2. That's for later. Let's be practical about it. And then it went to, okay, what are the ballets? Because when you mention Tchaikovsky, it's written for piano and it's like ridiculous, you know, it's the amount of music that
narrowed
he has.
Down for
so
this time.
At the point where we said, okay, Tchaikovsky and gamelan, we started with a single piece, was a single arrangement to see whether this would work. So Jimmy, our principal player, he's the first one who actually arranged Neapolitan dance from Swan Lake of Tchaikovsky to say, okay, try and see. Of course, the rules were applied, as in the theoretical rules, like, okay, you know the Malay gamelan bass, Hans is a Malay gamelan bass set. So you have B flat, C, D, F, G, you have all the notes. You have to see which piece is friendly towards the scale or, you know, that's the word lah. Not really perfectly matched, but friendly towards the scale. So that was the initial guide. So we were like scientists, you know, kind of like, oh, what if we put oxygen here and see. And
experiment.
Then, so it was an accident to say like, oh, we can actually do this.
The gamelan scale is not quite like the Western scale.
Of course. Yeah.
So how would it sound? How would the sound be?
Oh, I think that's why it's so interesting, this performance. We didn't formulate that. We just let it happen. We didn't care how it sounded.
Yes.
Because of the formula. We were so confident about the formula. You can't go wrong when you play traditional, when you keep the traditional rules and you play Tchaikovsky.
Because I think this thing is traditional and traditional.
Yeah. So that's where the concept started off. Yeah. Instead of modern and traditional. We said, because classical actually at the end of the day means they are traditional or whatever.
Yeah.
We just don't call it classical. So it's like, why don't we just do that? Both have rules and regulations. We kept both the rules and regulations. It's just that we, with these scientists, we knew the oxygen components and the hydrogen components, but we just wanted to see what happens.
What is gained and what is lost playing Tchaikovsky and the gamelan? Susan Sarah John says,
Nothing is lost. Gains. I think I feel like an inventor. The sound was, I think, because we were so strict about editing our thoughts artistically, because I must admit we can be very indulgent about like, oh, I want this, I want to do that. So it was not so much about what we wanted. We just wanted to have a different sound on stage. We were just bored of having this like, oh, just put a violin and, you know, The only thing you can do is get really, really virtuoso players. That's about it. Then that whole concept is gone already. So Bernard and I were like, oh, we really have to explore conceptually what our art is. Really, really sit and think hard. We want to innovate. We are artists, but we want to be scientists also, and we want to innovate sound. We want to manipulate sound. And the only way to start doing it is to experiment.
Some pieces have to be played with other instruments like the violin, the cello, the marimba, or the oboe. Here, the music director explains.
We have the gamelan full stop and not even the full set.
Yeah.
We have the gamelan excluding the kenong and slantham. We have the bonangs, bonang baron and penerus. We have the saron demong, we have the saron baron, and we have the gongs. We have
saron
the
peking.
And saron peking and gambang.
And then we have
And that's why we decided that it was important to have representation of the orchestra. Hence the four guests. One who's playing marimba, Suyin, Jason on violin, Florian Antje on cello, and Terence Chong on marimba and clarinet.
Bassoon.
Terence like, wow, I play marimba now. Very good lah.
So what is the sound of Tchaikovsky on gamelan?
That is what is brilliant about Tchaikovsky. It's like you can jazz, you can do, and you still have that sound of Tchaikovsky, you know? It's like, that theme, that thing. You can play it on on a tong, or on your car, you know? If you strum his tune on the car, people know, that's it. That's how strong rhythmically he is also. A lot of people say, yeah, his melodies are really good, but a lot of it have very significant rhythms like that, no? Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. It almost sounds like a car signal. I don't know. You know, it's like that kind of thing. So that's why I can't describe it. Odd lah, but in a nice way. Odd doesn't always mean bad, I think.
These performances are events in themselves because Hans has collaborators. A calligrapher, a fashion designer, and a filmmaker. All have been invited to participate. The artistic director says,
I actually invited, three of my friends as a collaborator for this concert. It's like how they feel about, listening to Tchaikovsky. There's some of them, they're not so familiar with Tchaikovsky, of course, because one of them are fashion designer, and then is a videographer, and then a calligraphy teacher. So that's why I say teacher is my master of calligraphy. I say, what you felt about Tchaikovsky? Actually, he heard about Tchaikovsky. But I say, it never really right through his music. It's always with Chinese music, Chinese orchestra. That's very ngam, and then it's very, proper. But once the first visit, he came to our studio and listened to the Tchaikovsky, then straight away he agreed.
He listened to it on the gamelan or the
gamelan. Because for him, I think he have that kind of sentimental touch. It's like he knew very well gamelan is from Southeast Asia, that kind of feel. Then when Susan explained to him, actually this gamelan, I don't know, maybe the history of it, actually it's linked, from China and then to Bali, everything. So, and then the scales also. And the scale is quite similar. Because his wife, this Mr. Cheng, his wife is a very good guqing player. Every time he just listened to the guqing, his wife just play and he just write. So I saw a few times, it's quite nice, to have the scene. But this time, I want to put it what's this music really motivate him? First question he asked is like, what you want me to write, Bernard? I said, no, sir. You just listen to it. What you felt like you want to explore, then you go ahead. Then for Zhou Chia, it's an upcoming, fashion designer. He likes to explore something not batik anymore. Very traditional. He can be very edgy.
For sure, we are going to see a very different kind of Hans percussion performance. It has performed this way before. Drummers all seated, and the only movements are from the waist up, and mostly confined to the arms and hands as they maneuver to strike the drums. But only for singular pieces which form a part of the whole show. But this time around, it's different.
Actually, Susan and I, we don't want any dance on stage. We want the music to dance. We want the audience to really feel the music and then, move.
The music director adds, the performers will be playing something intimate. And such playing can be uncomfortable for the performers who will be publicly exhibiting their affection for the music they play and the musical instruments they touch. Hans Percussion Tchaikovsky on gamelan begins August 15th and plays over 2 weekends. No performances on Monday through to Thursday, check KL Pack for performance times. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soo Ning, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.